Independence? That's middle-class blasphemy. We are all dependent on one another, every soul of us on earth.
I'll let you see whether I'm dependent on you. If you can preach, I can teach. I'll go and be a teacher.
What'll you teach in heaven's name?
What you taught me, I'll teach phonetics.
Ha!
I'll offer myself as an assistant to Professor Nepean.
What? That impostor, that humbug, that toadying ignoramus, teach him my methods, my discoveries? You take one step in his direction, I'll wring your neck.
He lays hands on her.
Do you hear?
Ring away. What do I care? I knew you'd strike me some day.
He lets her go, stamping with rage at having forgotten himself, and recoils so hastily that he stumbles back into his seat on the ottoman.
Ah, now I know how to deal with you. What a fool I was not to think of it before. You can't take away the knowledge you gave me. You said I had a finer ear than you, and I can be civil and kind to people, which is more than you can. Ah, that's done you, Henry Higgins, it has. Now I don't care that for your bullying and your big talk. I'll advertise it in the papers that your duchess is only a flower girl that you taught, and that she'll teach anybody to be a duchess just the same in 6 months for 1,000 guineas. Oh, when I think of myself crawling under your feet and being trampled on and called names, when all the time I had only to lift up my finger to be as good as you, I could just kick myself.
You damned impudent slut, you! But it's better than snivelling, better than fetching slippers and finding spectacles, isn't it? By George, Eliza, I said I'd make a woman of you, and I have. I like you like this.
Yes. You turn round and make up to me now that I'm not afraid of you and can do without you.
Of course I do, you little fool. 5 minutes ago you were like a millstone around my neck. Now you're a tower of strength, a consort battleship. You and I and Pickering will be 3 old bachelors together instead of only 2 men and a silly girl.